From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A curfew has been called in Baghdad's Green Zone after protesters clashed with police there. Anti-government protests exploded into violence Friday afternoon as thousands of demonstrators defied heavily armed guards and concrete barriers and charged into the international zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowd surged forward. Some of the protesters broke the security cordon and ran into the prime minister's office, determined to find him there, but he was not there. Many of the protesters are followers of Muqtada al-Sadr. The Shiite cleric has demanded that Prime Minister Abadi end a political quota system that guarantees political parties ministerial positions and replace the current government with technocrats. European Space Agency officials say one of their satellites has spotted an oil slick in the Mediterranean Sea near where an Egyptian airliner disappeared from radar. The ESA says the slick is about 40 kilometers southeast, the last position of an Egypt airplane. Egypt said Friday it had found debris from the downed aircraft off its coast. Army Brigadier General Mohammed Samir said on Facebook that personal belongings of the passengers and parts of the plane were found floating in the water. Egypt Air Flight 804, with 66 passengers and crew on board, crashed into the sea early Thursday morning on a flight from Paris to Cairo. No cause of the crash has been determined. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.